Judy in the sky.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
Thank you.
Robert Palmer here at 90.9 FM. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you. Welcome. Another edition of Jukebox Journey on a Tuesday afternoon. And today is Election Day. And if you live in the city of Oneonta, you'll be voting for a new mayor. The town of Oneonta is looking for a new town supervisor. And, of course, the big race down in New York City, who will be the next mayor. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, if you are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You are also celebrating with this guy, Adam Ant. Happy birthday.
everybody complains about politicians. Everybody says they suck.
Yeah!
Well, where do people think these politicians come from? They don't fall out of the sky. They don't pass through a membrane from another reality. They come from American parents and American families, American homes, American schools, American churches, American businesses, and American universities, and they're elected by American citizens. This is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out. So maybe it's not the politicians who suck. Maybe something else sucks around here, like the public.
That is Apollo 100 here at 90.9 FM, a song called Joy. Hi, Johnny G with you. This is a Jukebox Journey on a Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. Don't forget to get out there and vote. And I don't know if you heard the news yet, but they've stopped making the penny. Yeah, the penny is no longer, and I didn't realize this, but it costs, 3.7 cents to make a penny. That was according to last year's figures. For a nickel, 13.8 cents. So I'm guilty of this. I hoard my pennies. I never put them in my pocket. I just put them in a big jar. And apparently it sounds like what's going to happen is, like, there's a sign for one store. If you buy something and it ends between 01 and 04, they're going to narrow it down to zero. And if it's between 06 and 09 cents, they're going to narrow it down to 0.05. And there was a convenience store, I think it was in North Carolina. If you brought 100 pennies in, they would give you a free soda. That's how desperate we are now for the penny. And, you know, man, every week this, my computer just locks up and there's nothing I can do about it. So I just got to start from scratch. I missed the days of everything was on either a 45 or an LP, but what are you going to do? So we'll have to pop a CD in here and get that to that next song after I restart the computer. Give me one second and we can just take our time. We got some music coming up right now from the Doobie Brothers. Wow, it must be like Friday the 13th here. Well, maybe we won't be hearing from the Doobie Brothers. Wow, maybe it's just a good time to end the show and go home. Oh, man. All right, be like that. We'll try this guy. Put this one in. All right. Now we're getting there. It's slow but sure. And it didn't like that CD. Okay. We'll try this one. We'll see what this brings us. Commodores here.
Just so long. She's been gone, gone, gone so long. She didn't have to leave me. She didn't have to run. She didn't have to go without a word to anyone. I hope she's doing all right. Got no way to know unless she gets to hear this song.
FM and Jukebox Journey with Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. Fact of life, women always have more questions than men have answers to. Great example of this. 6-7 months ago, I get a text one day. The text says, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. I walk into the kitchen where my wife is. I said, hey, I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, was he driving? I said, I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were Carol and the kids in the car with him? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. Were the people in the other car hurt? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. What hospital did they take him to? I don't know. I just got a text that said, please pray for Tom. He was in a bad wreck. She said, well, you don't know anything. What do you know? I know you need to pray for Tom. I just got a text that said he was in a bad wreck.
Foundations here at 90.9 FM on Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Well, it was on this day, November 4th, 1968, quite a while ago, Capitol Records released the 12th album for Glen Campbell, Wichita Lineman, and that went on to win in 1969 the Billboard Album of the Year.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Just want to take a second here. I got a special dedication I want to take care of. This one's going to go out to my father-in-law, Bob, and he's got a birthday coming up soon. He's going to be 92 years old, and if I ever make it to 92, I hope I am as sharp as he is. You could sit down and have a baseball conversation with him, and he's got the facts, man. But he's down in Goshen right now, and one of his favorite artists of all time is Kris Kristofferson. So we're going to send this one out to him. Hope you like it, Bob.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon my skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right. Today is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Thank you.
September 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I'm
time, why you punish me.
Jukebox Journey, this is Hot Chocolate. Soundtrack of the Full Monty, that is Hot Chocolate and You Sexy Thing. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. This is Jukebox Journey. And if you have been in any of the big box stores before Halloween especially, you've probably noticed that they have all of their Christmas stuff out already. And I'm like, come on, let's get through Halloween first. You know, maybe November 1st put this stuff out there, but no, it's all out there, the lights, decorations, and everything. And now a radio station in Ohio has taken it one step further. They flipped the switch from the normal format, and they're playing nothing but Christmas music between now and New Year's Day. And I don't know, whenever I think about Christmas songs, the first song that comes to mind isn't really a Christmas song per se, but it just puts a smile on my face and makes me think of Christmas. That's live. David Lee Roth here at 90.9 FM in Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you. Hey, I wanted to tell you about a Superheroes Humane Society located right here in Oneonta, a no-kill shelter. If you're looking for a cat or a kitten, they got a lot of kittens down there. They're running a special this month, half price on the adoption fee. So if you get a chance, go check it out. Plenty of cats to choose from. One dog left if you're interested in getting a dog. But they are having that special for the month of November. The adoption fee is half price. You are listening to WONY Oneonta.